أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية. In the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala warned us of the day of Qiyamah, that we should be aware of that. And then Allah Ta'ala described some conditions of the non-believers, how condition will be on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah Ta'ala, as we read yesterday, explained the condition of the believers, that how fortunate they will be, that their faces will be shining and beaming with radiance, and all that because of what they had done. They made their amal and they pleased Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in that, every person according to his efforts and sacrifices will get his position on that day. There are those people who made great, great sacrifices. And the greatest sacrifices were made by the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. And the greatest difficulties and hardships that were borne for the sake of deen and for the pleasure of Allah was by the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. So they will get the highest, highest stages. And then all the other people, according to the whatever great efforts they had made, they will also get the stages. And people in the ummah, great, great people have made great sacrifices. And accordingly, they will get the stages by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in order to establish the true deen of Allah Ta'ala, we find right through all along, people had to face lot of criticism. People went against them very greatly. The governments of the time went against them. But they stood like mountains firm on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And had it not been for their sacrifices, we should not have the deen pure as it is that we have got it today. And Allah Ta'ala establishes his deen and Allah uses the people. And fortunate are those people who get used for the sake of deen and they make their great sacrifices for the sake of deen. So further, ni'mats Allah Ta'ala explains for these people that they will be fi jannatin aliyah, unche baagh mein. They will have lofty mansions there. This is according to different people. Those people who will be in Jannatul Firdaus, those lofty mansions which they will get, and the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala will grant them. And all that is according to the efforts and the sacrifices. First of all, a person's iman is intact. He remains firm on his iman and he have yaqeen on the promises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In that we are also very weak, that even our yaqeen, our tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala is extremely weak. But these people who have that strong yaqeen and tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, and they made effort for deen, they strived for deen, they went out in the path of Allah, they sacrificed their comforts, etc., difficulties they underwent, for all that Allah Ta'ala will reward, and for every person according to his stages and his sacrifices in this world. Another great ni'mat that will be in Jannat, لا تسمعوا فيها لاغية نهي سنتے اس میں بکواس. They will not hear any idle talk, any useless vain talk. That is, any vulgarity is out of the question. Even idle talk, they will not hear there in Jannah. And that is also according to how a person lived his life here. They are those people who are fortunate, who love to listen to Quran Sharif, and they are always in that environment, to the talks of deen, and they are in that environment all the time. So those people, they will be saved of all this which they just can't take. Music they can't take, especially the hard music, rock music, which really bangs against the mind of a person. It makes him so restless. It makes him restless. He can't take it in any way. These people will be blessed there that they won't listen to any of this. But those people who enjoy listening to backbiting, for example, when they are sitting and they are talking of evils of other people, etc., evils of the times, and they just enjoy all this, and they enjoy filth and dirt all the time. All the tongues are not, they are accustomed to swearing. Every second word is a swear word, and they just hear to swear words, etc., then those people will be dealt accordingly unless they make tawbah. And and they come out of that, otherwise that is, they will hear the screaming in Jahannam. The fighting and quarreling of the people of Jahannam will carry on. The blame game will carry on in Jahannam. Everyone will blame one another. It's because of you I came here. That person will blame the next person. It's because of you that I'm here. Whereas the people of Jannat will be free from this. There they will hear the recital of Quran Sharif by Allah Ta'ala himself, which will give them so much of joy and bliss and pleasure. So all that is how we are living in this world now, that we are going to get there in Jannat. May Allah save us all from Jahannam, grant us all Jannat. So that is according to how we are living, how we use our tongues here, how we use our ears here. Today, whenever, how many of us, the cell phone rings, it's a musical tone. We found somewhere, they put us on hold, we are listening to music all the time. Wherever we pass, we are listening to music. So all this will in turn interpret in that way or in the year after. And those that listen to good things, they are in good environments of listening of deen, Quran Sharif, etc., hadith being read, hadith being taught, etc., they will get accordingly that wonderful, their ears will be saved of all this other evil. So here in this world also we should see all this arguments, fighting, swearing, vulgar language, etc., music, all these things, we must totally shun it and avoid it, so that in the akhirat we can have that wonderful pleasure of that we don't listen to any of these things, and that we are comfortable there and we are not disturbed with this noises and banging. In Jahannam there will be continuously banging and noises and shouting and screaming, whereas the people of Jannat will have a peaceful life. May Allah out of His mercy grant it to us and guide us to righteousness.